Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer break down AEW Dynamite a week after what happened with the CM Punk Jack Perry video and some solutions on where they can go from here. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tonight on Dynamite, guys, because Tommy and Bully, like you said, it's all about the follow-up. So I'm wondering, you know, did showing that video last Wednesday, is that going to help the viewership moving forward? And is that going to help Jack Perry moving forward? Because they are using it storyline-wise. They're using it for FTR, and they're using it for the Bucks, and obviously a returning Jack Perry. It worked in Chicago for the New Japan show this past weekend. It played up to the Jack Perry heel persona to that Chicago crowd. So Tommy, it's all about the follow-up, right? I mean, this is going to be the first Dynamite after what we saw last week, so it's going to be interesting to see where AEW goes from here.
Yeah, I mean, it was, to me, a big build-up for really nothing. That's really it. I did enjoy both Nick and Matt's portrayal of how they were, like, leading up to it. I thought they did really, really good for their characters. If you are talking business, that show did raise ratings, and Jack Perry sold a lot of T-shirts. So if we're talking business, then didn't it work? Then yes, the follow-up. I honestly, it was a big build-up with not a big payoff, and it's minuscule, and it's just people talking about it not in the best light, but it is what it is. It's honestly, it's like a blip in the radar. It was a segment that got a lot of people talking, and then, like I said, no big payoff, except for, like, if we're talking business, it worked those two ways.
All right, so let me ask you, Tommy, and then I'll ask you, Bully. Isn't it good? I mean, you always hear, you know, bad publicity is still publicity. Is it good to just get people talking about your company? They were having people were talking AEW during WrestleMania week. So is that a good thing just to have people talking about your company, even if it has the negative tone like this did?
Like I said, it wasn't really much. It got people talking, yes.
Bully?
I mean, I guess it got people talking, but if you get people talking, you at least want to hear some positive from somebody out there. I did not see any positive about this. Even the most positive of people, like a Tommy or a Nick Nemeth, or, you know, more people. There are some people on social media who have a good job of spinning things and seeing it in a different perspective. No, I did. Here's the aspect of what the Bucks say that I think is legitimate. When the Bucks were supposed to go on and wrestle FTR, I do believe that this whole thing definitely threw everybody off. Now, the Bucks are supposed to go on right afterwards, correct?
I mean, right after that. Well, the first match was Punk and Joe. I'm not sure what the match was or right after that. It might have been. It might have been FTR
whatever it was. If you're the EVPs and you do have responsibilities and there's things that you have, you know, you have a very intricate match planned with FTR, two of the best tag teams in AEW, 81,000 people. They're, both of those teams, basically, that's their WrestleMania. And you hear about this scuffle that caused a major commotion backstage? Yeah, I bet it did throw you off your game. Yeah, I bet you it did cause concern. You know, a lot of people mocked the portion when the Young Bucks said we didn't even get a chance to pray. I've prayed with the Young Bucks. I've asked to join the Young Bucks certain. I've asked to join Nick and Matt before their during their pre-match prayer, and I know that that means a lot to them. So, and if they didn't get a chance to pray, that might have thrown them off the game. What I'm trying to do is take a small aspect, a small portion, put it under a microscope of what the Bucks said, and that's what I would have built on. That moment there, how it threw them off. Blame everything on the incident. Blame everything on the scuffle. That's the only part that I agree with. I don't agree with any other aspect of the footage. It's hot shot booking to me. It's Tommy. Hot shot booking is not really the proper terminology. What would you call that? Throwing that, like, what's the wrestling terminology for that?
I don't, excuse me. I don't know. It's kind of like during the Attitude Era when they would just kind of like just show something. Like, I don't know, like when they had Jenna Jameson was going to be there with Val Venus, or they're going to do something. It isn't Hot Shot, but it's a Shock TV kind of.
Yeah, I guess Shock TV. I don't know what it good is. This is mired in negativity. The Shivani thing, I understand Shivani giving his point of view, and I respect Tony Schiavone so much that I wouldn't want to come on here and make an assumption of what he did. Most people said he was disgusted by the whole situation, and you could see the look on his face. Tony went on, I believe, his own podcast or another
podcast. Yeah, what happened when? His podcast, what happened
his podcast,
when?
And he goes, no, I wasn't disgusted. This is not the same thing that happened in WCW. I was reacting to what I just saw in character, you know, from the Young Bucks. And I'm like, now we have guys like Tony Schiavone having to defend it by saying he was in character. What's real? It's messy. It's just messy. No matter how you look at it now, there's been so much negativity thrown upon it. And then you look at the amount of people who watched it. They had to throw that up against the wall just to bring their audience back to their average number. And I'm just going by hard ratings, blah, blah, blah. So can you guys, after a week of thinking about it, have you been able to come up with a positive side to this?
You know what? I'm glad you. First of all, the few things that you just said, Bully, that I definitely want to talk about. Number one is the one you just said about now that you've digested it for a week, because Justin and I were on the day after. Bully, you were on Busted Open After Dark immediately after the show. So when you come on that soon, right after Dynamite, like you did on Busted Open After Dark, or Justin and I the next morning, you know, nerves are raw. You know, you're really kind of just talking about what you had just seen. And I think the best way to describe it is the word you just used, and that's messy. So obviously you're getting the raw reaction. But here we are a week later where you can digest it for a week, plus what happened in New Japan. I kind of like what you said, Bully, and the fact that, and that was the story with the Bucks, is that, hey, because we're EVPs, we're going up against a big match with FTR in front of 75,000 people. It's the biggest match of our career. It's the biggest show in AEW history. And because of CM Punk, we had to deal with all this bullshit, which caused us to lose the match with FTR. I kind of can see the story a little bit there. Now, did you need to have the footage in order to do that? Probably not. Is that a little bit of a stretch just in order to show the footage on your TV? Yes, I think it is. Because I mean, it backfired. It did backfire.
People in the arena, I don't care if it was 10 people or 100 people, whatever, people were chanting for CM Punk. I think that they actually made CM Punk look like a sympathetic figure here, because Punk said what he said on Helwani's show, and then exactly what he said, people saw. So at for face value, people are like, yeah, okay. Yep, Punk did exactly what he said he did. Anybody can say whatever they want. There was no reason to add the footage. Well, there was no reason to say that the Bucks wanted the footage ad, or this guy wanted the footage ad. One person wanted this footage ad. This is my opinion. I've been doing this for a long time, and Tommy's been doing it for a year longer than me. I haven't found one mind that I respect and will listen to. I don't even have to like the person, but if I respect their wrestling mind, I will definitely listen to the person. I haven't heard one give me an iota of a good reason for that to air. And there's only one person left that I haven't talked to about this. And I'd love to get his opinion. And Tommy, you know exactly who it is, because I would love to have heard how Heyman would have spun this. I don't know what he would have done. But if anybody could have taken something and spun it in a way where the company looked like the sympathetic figure, or Jack Perry looked like the sympathetic figure, or Tony looked like the sympathetic, or the Bucks, anybody, it would have been Paul. So maybe one day I'll bring it up to him.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, we were a little busy last week.
No, and the other thing too is, like, and I mentioned the Will Ospreay promo. You could still do that promo, but do it in a way that, hey, you know what? It's not even about scheduling. It's not about any of that. It's not about the grind. It's about, this is where I want to be. AEW is where I want to be. This is where I can be me. I can have the greatest matches for you, the fans. Make it all about AEW. Don't make it about the WWE. Make it about you and AEW and the AEW fan base. Make it all about AEW. And the other thing too is that, guys, like, this card that's coming up, and this Dynasty's coming up this weekend on Sunday. On paper, this may be one of the best pay-per-views that AEW has ever delivered. If you look at match by match, what we're going to see on Sunday, this is one hell of a show. Let's focus and concentrate on what we're going to see on Sunday on one of your pay-per-views, because AEW doesn't have a monthly pay-per-view. So let's focus on this show, which is going to be one hell of a show. Let's not focus on something that happened 8 months ago. Let's not focus on the WWE and WrestleMania. Let's focus on what we have, because AEW does have some of the best wrestlers in the world. And some of these matches I'm very, very excited about. Tommy, I think you would agree. Forget about the bullshit. Don't worry about the bullshit. And the person that caused that bullshit for you has been gone for 8 months. So why not focus on what you got going on, because you have a major pay-per-view coming up on Sunday.
Yo, what's going on? This is Bully Ray from Busted Open on SiriusXM's Fight Nation. For 15 years, we've brought you the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. And now, we're bringing you even more. Yo, guys, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation. The only place to party on Wednesday nights is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully. Download it on Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Characters-wise, it worked for the Bucks. Jack Perry sold out all his T-shirts after it aired, and he had a lot of heat in his match, and I watched that match, and there was moments where I was like, man, especially when he went to the go to sleep and took his time, and when the guy reversed it, I was like, that's great. So you never know. So there is your positive spin from me.
Okay.
That's character-wise. I think that worked. Payoff-wise, because Punk doesn't work there, how do you put that? That's where, do you put it on the company? Do you put it on someone? They're going to go for heat, but there's no, if for the rest of his life, Jack Perry goes out there and they chant CM Punk, that's going to not be the best option for Jack. So you have to try to spin it to get him over more. And you know, Bully and Dave, we had had so many fights amongst players, wrestlers in the back. And then it was just like, all right, settled. It does bring a hostile environment to the back. And again, it's the 90s. It's different. But we then went out there, performed like everybody else did. And it was over and done with. The only time there was something that happened where somebody was let go was the Gangsters were fired for a fight in the back with Dances with Dudley, and then they brought him back. But why did they bring him back? Because Paul needed it for business.
Question, Tommy.
Yes.
If you bring Jack Perry back and he's a heel and he's part of the Elite, what are fans going to chant at the heel to get under his skin?
I just said CM Punk.
Do you want your fan base chanting CM Punk?
No, that's why I said you need to find a way to try to spin it your way.
How?
I don't know. What would you do?
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Like, I'm trying to say, okay, buddy, how would you do it?
I have seen a few people counter the what chance, which is a whole other thing when Cody started talking on SmackDown. But I have seen heels say the next time somebody says what, you're like, you're an asshole. And then people are like, ah, ah, ha, 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 that he got me. So you have to think of something like that.
Yeah, I would have thought that because CM Punk put his hands on Jungle Boy first, that that gave Jungle Boy a reason to be the baby face in this whole situation. And Jungle Boy could come out and say, yeah, Punk approached me. We were having a conversation. I might have said something that the veteran didn't like. I wasn't trying to be intentionally disrespectful. But then he pushed me. I had no recourse. I had to try to fight back. I had to try to do something. And the reason I tried to do something at the end of the day is because I really love AEW and I appreciate this company. And Tony has given me a chance. Go uber over the top babyface with this, where people are like, yes, Jack, you fought for us. You fought that bad guy, CM Punk, who caused all these problems for us. You defended Tony Khan's company. Ah, now you got something.
Yeah.
The kid defended the company. You're going to make him a heel? The first thing I want to chant at him is CM Punk. Does that make sense, guys?
It makes sense to me. I mean, what you just said, I think, is fantastic, because the reality is, guys, what were we talking about that Monday?
Dave, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. My bad. Tommy, how loved, this is pre-Bubba in ECW, how loved was Sabu?
Off the charts.
When Sabu turned his back on the company, when it was supposed to be Sabu and Taz tagging for the championships, Sabu decided to go to Japan and take more money, and he basically fucked the company. Yes or no?
Correct.
What did Paul do in the middle of the ring?
He went and told the story of what happened, and that's where I really understood the beauty of, one, telling the truth, and two, Paul, he was the hottest babyface, and Paul's, his last line was, he chose them over you. And that building stirred, and they started chanting F Sabu.
Dave, for the first time, you saw Taz out of the Tazmaniac character, which lent credibility to what you were about to see in the middle of the ring. Paul was able to go out there and, by telling the truth, manipulated the fans. And by the end of the segment, everybody hated Sabu.
So let me ask you, using history as a lesson, could you do that with Jack Perry? Now, if you bring, like, let's just say tonight on Dynamite, just using it as an example. I don't think it's going to happen, but let's just use it as an example. Say Jack Perry comes out there on Dynamite tonight. Obviously, if he comes out there, he's going to get booed. People are going to chant CM Punk. And he could say in the middle of that rant, guys, you could chant CM Punk all you want. You could boo me all you want. But we showed the video last week. CM Punk put hands on me. I was trying to talk to him. And as you see, I never raised my hand to CM Punk. I never got physical with CM Punk. CM Punk not only pushed me once, he pushed me twice, and then he tried to choke me out. This is during the biggest show in the history of this company. Somehow, some way, CM Punk managed to make that show all about himself. And he got physical with me and tried to ruin what was supposed to be the biggest night of this company. And then look what happened once that day happened. A company that was at the top, a company that had all the buzz around it, all of a sudden, we started to fracture within because of this man that walked out on us and caused all this havoc on the biggest night of the history of our company. So if you want to boo me, fine. But the real villain here is the person that walked out on you. I'm standing here in this middle of the ring taking it. He didn't show his face after that incident. But here I am facing the fire with you. Like if Jack Perry was to do something like that to your point, Bully, I really think Jack Perry would be the biggest babyface AEW has ever seen.
He needs to be the babyface, and I would take all of the perceptions about CM Punk and build on them. Look at what he did. No matter where CM Punk goes, some kind of trouble follows him, and it followed him right here to AEW. He disrupted our biggest show. And when I say our, and this, I'm Jack Perry talking right now, when I say our biggest show, I'm not talking about me or the talent. I'm talking about our, as you, the fans, also. This company's only been around for 5 years, 81,000 people. Why did CM Punk have to put his hands on me and cause this commotion backstage? Play this up. Milk it for everything it's worth. Jack Perry should be the baby face here. He should be the youngest guy in the company who stood up to the monster that was CM Punk and defended the company. Okay. If he's a heel, go ahead, Tommy.
Well, honestly, I do. I love what you said, and I didn't even think of it that way, which is why this is wrestling talk. This is wrestling creative. Let me go this other spin for you. One of the greatest heels that gets overlooked as being a heel was Owen Hart. And Owen, who was a great wrestler, but if you remember the feud that he had with Brett, there was at times where you could be like, I'm kind of starting to see Owen's part of this. Like, specifically when he would be like arguing with his parents, but then he would turn them. So if you could go back and if you could watch that and manipulate this towards yourself, like you said, Dave, play the victim card, but play the victim card as a heel. That's how you have to really deep down to try to get your, because you could say what you wanted to do. It's too late for that. I love Jack Perry being a babyface. I love him being like, hey, man, I'm just trying to talk. This guy put his hands on me. I don't want to fight. It's the biggest. But that's not the way they went with it. So now what do you do? I would look into that and try to be, like we said, or where we joke about you, ultra passive aggressive. If you look at Nick and Matt, at times they are very, very passive aggressive in everything that they say. Their characters, like I said, I love that sit down because they were trying to almost play that victim card. So there's a spin you can have on it. And then again, how are you going to turn the people to make them? That's the hardest part. And listen, they could chant CM Punk all you want, but a great heel, what do? When they're chanting for something, you beat the shit out of that babyface. Or you have this very, very badass babyface. Hey, you know, they chant CM Punk every time because you got your ass kicked. Guess what? Now they're going to chant my name. And he beats the shit out of him right there.
Jack Perry, well, let me ask my first question. Tommy, when you said you saw the footage of Jack Perry in Chicago for New Japan, right?
Yes.
Was he a heel or a babyface in the people's eyes?
He was a heel.
See, they're already heading in the wrong direction, in my opinion. Dave, I would even have Jack admit that he's wrong. Watch this. If Jack Perry were to say, you know what, to tell the truth, Punk was right. Maybe I shouldn't have used real glass. But I'm 25 years old and I'm finding my way in the business. And like much other people, you got to learn by your own mistakes sometime in wrestling. Hey, fans, we've all made mistakes. Sometimes you just got to go out there and refer to it. So CM Punk, you were right. Maybe I shouldn't have used real glass. But there was no reason for you to put hands on me. There was no reason for you to start a fight at the biggest show in this company's career. There was no reason for you to just be a massive disruptor. There was no reason for that. So you know what, Punk? I apologize for being a young guy in the wrestling business that, you know, maybe spoke out of turn or anything. But what you did to me and this company was completely wrong. And that's how I feel. And that's how I'll feel until the day I die. Because I want to be, because I bleed AEW, whatever the call is. You get it? Like,
yeah.
take the the pro wrestler out of your voice. Endear yourself to the fans. Admit maybe you were wrong. Admit maybe you were a little disrespectful to a veteran. Admit maybe the veteran was right. But at the end of the day, you didn't have to put your hands on me, and you didn't have to ruin the biggest night of our lives. And Punk, I can't do anything about it right now, but I can do one thing. I can make sure that the next CM Punk never becomes a poison in this company again.
And then by that statement, Bully, you wash your hands of the whole situation.
Done.
You washed your hands of the whole situation, and I guarantee you, maybe if you go to Chicago, you'll get some CM Punk chance, but I think that would end the CM Punk chance because you dealt with it, you addressed it, you washed your hands of the situation, and you moved on. And that's it. It's over.
By the end, if Jack Perry handles it that way, and I'm not saying he has to do it verbatim like I said, but I'd use what me and Tommy are talking about as a great foundation. You know what those people will be chanting by the end of that segment? AEW. And now you have taken the focus off of Punk. You've put it back on the company. And you have Jack Perry say, now let's have a great Dynamite tonight.
I love it.
In the courtroom, there's something called case history. It's when a lawyer uses a case from the past to present to the judge and the jury as, okay, this happened in the past and we got the verdict. I'm making the same argument as this case in the past. What we gave you with Sabu and Paul Heyman is case history. A complete negative in which Sabu was loved and there was a chance that the company was going to look bad. Paul went out there and told the truth and showed the people how Sabu turned his back on you, just like CM Punk turned his back on this company. That's how I would do it if I'm Jack Perry.
And there's a lot of evidence because you can go back to All Out in Chicago in 2022. Huge show for AEW, the return of MJF, but all of that was forgotten because of what CM Punk did in the media scrum immediately after the show. You know, so on Monday on Busted Open, we're not talking about the actual show. We're talking about the media scrum. The Monday after the biggest show in AEW's history, 75,000 fans. We didn't talk about any of the matches that happened on that show. Instead, we were talking about this because 5 minutes after it happened, Tommy, it was everywhere. During the show, that's what everybody was talking about.
Well, Tommy.
I was going to say, if you go, and I do, I like this, and like I said, this is almost, you have to stop saying what I would have done or where to go with this, because what is being presented is this. So now where do you go from here? That's more so how you could deal with it. Exactly what you said, if it was a sit down in the ring, I bring Jack Perry back, have him sit in the middle of the ring, cross his legs, and start to talk.
Love it.
Everything that Bully just said will get the people chanting AEW. And then he says, and guess what? I also now blame each and every one of you because you're fought all this, this, and this when I was, and then you turn it on the people. And now you don't need to be the babyface. It's their fault he is like this. You think of the Joker and Batman. It was everybody's fault but the Joker's.
What Tommy is talking about, we talked about yesterday, Dave. Remember, we were talking about Liv Morgan and how the blame it on the fans has been done so many times. It just depends how you use the blame it on the fans angle to work to your favor. Tommy just presented a way in which if Jack Perry is going to stay a heel, how it can work to his favor by blaming the fans.
And then, hey, by the way, I got connections because I'm friends with the two EVPs. I'm going to get rid of every single person that you like. Done. Will Ospreay, you're next. Samoa Joe, you're next. I don't know who they like, but I'm just saying.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.